Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to a mini-sode
of Off Script.
Before you get a really good episode of Off Script. Dad Mother's Handbook.
Oh, I was like, crap, what's coming out this week?
I just posted the preview for it, so that's how I know.
Yep. Well, I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we just finished the Hunger Games series.
Yes, we did.
So naturally, Off Script had a field trip.
Yeah, because that's what we do best.
Yes. Our favorite part of doing series.
Exactly.
For refresher, we did an escape room for Harry Potter
and ate jelly beans and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then for Twilight,
we went to the Miller Tree Inn
in Forks, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, you haven't heard Divergent yet.
Yes, but that one's going to be fun.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
And then we got this one.
Yeah.
And what did we do?
We went. And did archery.
We had to, right?
Yeah, duh.
What else would we have done?
And little did I know I would end up loving this sport.
You guys, it's so fun.
It's the best. Like, why is that not a thing that we can do easily?
I mean, it is.
Just, well, like, growing up. I feel like it's not something that's just like, oh, hey, I'm going to go join archery.
Yeah, I guess. It's not like a school sport.
Let's make it one.
But we got to tell you our whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first we're driving there, right? And we're like, we're going to suck.
First, I really wanted... I had heard about this really fun archery, like, archery. It was basically dodgeball, but archery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be fun. That's what we're going to do.
That's what it says on their website. If you can dodge a ball, you can dodge an arrow.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? You can't.
Because they don't exist.
Yeah.
Well, they exist, but they don't let us.
Yeah, so I was... bummed about that, and I was like, well, I guess we're doing regular old archery.
Lame.
Dumb. And then
it was so fun. So we, on our way, we get there, and then it was, well, on their website, it's like it listed an amount of money, and then it's like you get 3 arrows, and we're like,
only 3 arrows to shoot?
That sucks, but
like,
I mean,
I'm gonna lose all of the arrows on the first go.
I know. Well,
not
whatever.
Shoot it properly.
But then we get there, and it's more than we were told online. So and at this point, we're like, oh no, like great. But the guy was so nice.
Oh, he was the best. He
Ted.
Was so
right.
Yep. Ted, I remember because I thought, oh, like Ted Lasso.
Oh, that's why he was so nice.
Oh, my gosh. But he was so friendly and just he really liked talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wanted you to have fun shooting the bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm. We went to Orion Archery in Auburn. We should share that.
Started with that, yeah.
And yes, and it was so cool because okay, so we went on Friday during the day, so it wasn't busy, and we showed up, and there were these guys down there that like had freaking
they brought in their own bows, and we were like,
had, like,
oh shit,
sights on them, or like they were fancy, and we're like, oh crap. Then there were these other two people there that seemed like they knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it turned out that they were kind of new too.
They were also learning. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, it's not as hard as it looks.
No, it's not. It's just that I don't think I realized it until we started, but I didn't realize that the bows were going to be weighted And obviously the first one they start you off with is barely weighted because they don't want you to hurt yourself when you don't know what you're doing. But then he, like, we were doing it for a while, and then he brought out one that was a little bit heavier. I was like, try this. And at first I was afraid to try it, but then I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Oh my gosh, the heavier bows make it so much easier to shoot.
They do, yes. But it was really cool because he's like, we come in and then a couple girls behind us come in too. And they're like, yeah, we've never done this before. And we're like, hey, yes, do. And he spent the entire time like
helping us.
And he's correcting our form. He's telling we're doing a great job. And throughout the whole thing, he's like having a like conversation and he was just the nicest guy.
He really was. He was so sweet.
It was like you could see his passion.
Oh yeah, he loves archery. And he loves being able to help others do it.
Yep. And he would show us pictures on the wall and he's like, that's one of my kids that come in.
13-year-old kid who just won nationals.
Yeah, and she comes and practices here. And it's like he was just so proud and it was very fun.
And they do ladies' night the first Saturday of every month. They do beginners' night every like Thursday. And I plan on going because it was when we went, I expected us to maybe spend a half hour there. Maybe, especially with the thought of, okay, we're only shooting three arrows.
Oh, yeah, we didn't explain that. We shoot the three or we got four. Yeah. But then you get to keep going down and getting them.
And keep going and keep shooting until you're sick of it. Until it's time for you to go home.
Yeah. Then one of the girls asked, she's like, okay, so how long did we pay for? And he's like, we close at 8:30. And we got there at noon. And so it was like, oh my gosh.
And it turned into like, Allie and I both had commitments that we had to get to. But we kept like looking at the time and we're like, okay. We can stay still. Do you want to stay still? Yeah, we want to stay still. And like, we ended up staying there for like 4 hours. It was insane.
It was so fun.
It was the best.
Yes, I
highly recommend if you haven't done archery, go do it.
Right. And like we said, it's not hard. Like,
no,
I mean, we weren't great at hitting the targets, but we hit the board.
Yeah.
And just the fact that we were able to shoot the arrow far enough
to get the board
was exciting. Like
the first time I shot, all four of my arrows went on the ground.
But that was the only time.
Yep. After that, they all went in the board.
Yes.
And I got quite a few bullseyes, guys.
Yes.
Especially because once he realized that I liked the heavier bow, then he went and we get a different heavier bow and be like, try this one out. And I think I got up to a 30-pound bow, he said.
Yeah. Yeah, I did 20. 20 was my limit.
I can't even remember where I was going with that.
Well, what I liked about that was that he was giving us bows that he had for sale. And so he's like, this is how I do it. I give you the bows and you test them. Oh, you want that? Well, you have to buy it first type of thing. Yeah. But he lets you try it out, so you make sure you buy the bow that works for you.
And he also... because one thing we definitely learned was if we were focusing on things that wasn't our body and our form, that's when our shooting was bad. And so when he was giving me the heavier bows, he wasn't telling me the weight. He was just like, here, try this one. I think you would like it. And then after he would be like, yeah, that's the like 20 pound. That's the 25. That's the 30.
Yeah.
And he said, he was like, I don't tell you right off the bat, because if I told you, this is a 30-pound bow. Here, shoot it. You would immediately be like, oh, but my arm won't be able to handle that. And this is going to happen.
Or some people go in being like, I need my 30-pound bow. When in reality, a 20-pound bow works better for them or heavier or whatever. So it was just like all his knowledge and how excited he was to share it. And then like we were going to leave and he was telling us all about his kids.
That was fun. It was pleasant. I loved it so much. It was a blast.
Yes.
I definitely, like I said, I'm going to go back.
Yeah. Let me know. Go do ladies night one of these times.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
Yeah. Because he's like, yeah, it gets pretty busy on ladies night. But you know what? I can fit 40 people in here. You just take turns. And it's like, all right.
I will gladly take turns.
Yeah.
If I can shoot a bow.
Yep.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yes. So highly suggest we got our inner Katnisses out.
Yeah. except for when Allie talked out her shooting coin and snow and whatever. That's when she kept missing the board.
Dude, okay, well, we made a YouTube video, so go check that out. Your cat's about to jump on me, so I'm gonna just give him his seat back. Anyways, and so we talked it out. I was like, oh, Brie, you gotta narrate. This is like our final shot. You gotta be Hunger Games. I'm shooting a deer. That was Brie. So I had to be like, okay, you know what? No.
I knew if I talked even more like what you did, it would take me out of my form and everything. And I had just figured out how to do it right.
Well, I was excited for the narrative. And so I'm like, Cap Katniss, that final scene, about to shoot President Snow. Just kidding, I shoot President Coin. And then my arrow went over the board. But it got in the board behind it. Which, I mean, if you really think about it, Coin was up above. So I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. But also, we didn't realize how much of a workout this was going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, my arms are still killing me, and we did this
2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, it was 2 days ago.
We got battle scars, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. They're like little baby blood blisters on the hand where I was holding the bow. I don't even know how that's even possible.
With how you were holding it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then, yeah, the string. What is it called? Is it the string? The bow part?
The bow string, I would say.
We're professional archers over here. It snapped me and I got a nice bruise. What's funny is
he offered us these things to cover our arms and we were like, what? And then he explained, he was like, it hurts if you get snapped by the string.
And we're like, how does that even happen? Like, it goes in and out and your arm is over here.
Yeah.
Well, it happens, let me tell you.
I was going to say, Allie had it happen a few times.
I did. I had it, like, I didn't have it, because I thought, you know, go up to the elbow bend, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I had it go up to, but no, I got snapped right above the elbow. And so then I pulled it up.
Oh, I guess I could see how.
Yeah, but then I pulled it up, and then I pulled it up too far, and then my wrist started getting snapped. I was just a mess. But it was fun.
Yeah, it was the best. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it so much that last night I had a dream that I went on a trip with John, and we went, like, I think it was Paris. I can't even remember, but we went on this nice trip and I was so excited to be there. But the first thing I wanted to find was an archery range.
Of course.
And so when I get there, apparently Arrow is there shooting, even though I've never seen this show before.
He was a poster in the archery range. Maybe that's why.
I'm assuming. I don't know why else. It's one of my
just
mom's.
Just the word Arrow.
Right, that's it. Yeah. It's one of my mom's favorite shows. So, yeah. But so they were there shooting a show for Arrow, which is also off air, so why am I dreaming about this? I don't know. But they're shooting for Arrow, and they've got this like crossbow that's the size of a car or a tank.
Oh my gosh.
It's just insanely huge. And the guy who plays Arrow is like, oh hey, do you want to shoot this? And I was like, oh yes, please.
Oh my gosh. Well, in that crossbow you just pull the trigger though.
Yeah, I think it's because we talked about
crossbows.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so then I was like, oh, I want to do that.
There you go.
But I didn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Steph told me after she saw my post, she has a bow and arrow. Yeah, she was like, you should come out and shoot it sometime.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It was fun.
I agree.
All right. Well, as we do with every series, we have to take a BuzzFeed quiz.
Duh.
When was this one made? Do we know? Can I say?
Wow.
It was recent.
November. Hunger Games is forever iconic.
Oh, duh. Duh, because that's when Ballad came out.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, well, let's do it.
All right, Allie, choose a weapon. Bow and arrow, knife, spear, trident, poison, slingshot, axe, your bare hands. No weapons for me. I'm hiding till it's all over.
Oh, I'm definitely hiding.
What's your strategy when the game starts? Run and hide, go to the cornucopia, form an alliance with someone else, try to take out the strongest people right away, camp out on the high ground, find a water source, set a trap. I don't have a strategy.
I'm hiding. I don't want to kill anyone. I don't want anyone to kill me.
Which word best describes you? Resourceful, direct, smart, generous, emotional, ambitious, caring, sarcastic, strong.
Caring, probably.
Wow, that sounded very...
I don't know.
What word would you never use to describe yourself? Calm, vulnerable, selfish, indifferent, logical, reserved, assertive, ordinary, rude.
I want to say rude. I think I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Be honest. How long do you think you'd last in the Hunger Games? I'd win the whole thing. I'd make it to the final two. I'd make it to the final four. Somewhere near the middle. I'd be the second one dead. I would die 10 seconds into it. I genuinely have no idea. I'd make sure I wouldn't be there in the first place.
I would like to say that one, but... it's like a really morbid question.
Yeah, it is. When are you going to die? Or kill people.
Right? Okay, I'm going to give myself the grace that I don't suck, but I'm not great. So give me the middle. Give me the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
What decision would be your downfall? I'd be too trusting,
yep.
too loud, form the wrong alliance, accidentally eat poison, wouldn't have a solid plan, pick the wrong weapon, be too aggressive. I wouldn't be aggressive enough.
Ooh. It's either I'd be too trusting or I wouldn't be aggressive enough. Probably aggressive enough.
Okay. Which of the districts below would you be representing? This is funny. This is something that you already wanted us to do.
Yeah. Which district do you want to be part of?
Yeah. 1, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
Okay. So we got luxury, fishing, electric, lumber,
textiles, grain, livestock, medicine.
I'm just going to go lumber because that's our Washington District 7's up where we are at. I found a map where all the districts are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
My brain, because 7's my lucky number, I thought that was Phoenix.
Oh.
And I was like, that is not lumber. And I realized it was. I was like, no, 4 is his.
Yes.
What is your first grab from the cornucopia? Weapons, backpack, food, water, medicine, matches, tools, blankets, rain jacket.
A backpack, because it'll have a lot of stuff in it. Possibly.
At least you hope.
Yes.
What's your greatest fear? Failure, being alone, death, rejection, heights, spiders, change, losing control. I fear nothing.
Death.
And finally, who do you trust the most? A parent, a sibling, a mentor, a friend, a spouse, myself. I trust everyone. I don't trust anyone.
Probably a parent.
You're Cinna.
Oh, I'll take it.
Like Cinna, you are creative and insightful. You care deeply and provide thoughtful advice at the drop of a hat. At your best, you are compassionate and understanding. At your worst, you can be stubborn and materialistic.
I mean, maybe not the materialistic part, but I'm definitely stubborn, so I'll take it. Okay, your turn.
All right.
Okay, choose a weapon.
Actually, I think I would do the no weapons for me, too.
What's your strategy when you start the game?
I don't have a strategy. I don't.
Just don't die.
Yeah, basically.
Which word best describes you?
Honestly, I think sarcastic.
Yeah, probably. What would you never use to describe yourself?
I think logical.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not that logical. I'm more emotional than logical.
Okay. Be honest. How long do you think you'd last?
I would die 10 seconds into it.
Wow. No,
I would.
You are not very confident with yourself.
No, I wouldn't be able to. Are you kidding? I can't run. I can't hide.
Yeah, that asthma is not a friend of yours.
Hold on. Give me just 10 seconds, please.
What decision would be your downfall?
Be too I wouldn't loud? Have. Actually, yeah, you're right.
No, you sure? Is that?
I'm absolutely sure. Do you know how many times
you are a very loud person?
I've been told this. Yeah, so it would be that. John's always like, "Can you be quiet?" Like, I am being quiet. Whoops.
Which of the districts?
4.
Your little fishing mm-hmm. friend,
my boy.
What's your first grab? Cornucopia.
I wouldn't grab weapons and I wouldn't grab a rain jacket because I'm from Washington. Suck it up.
I know the other ones are good choices.
I know.
See, but if you grab the backpack, you might have the other ones in the backpack.
I know, but I don't want to run around with a backpack. running's already going to be hard for me. I feel like if I took food, that would make me an easy target because everyone would want the food.
Mm-hmm. Matches, you'd make a fire, but everyone would see it.
That's a very good point. I wasn't thinking about that.
Medicine, you might never need.
Yeah, that's true, because it might not even be the medicine I would want.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's between water and blankets. And let's be honest, I'm cold. I would go for the blankets.
What's your biggest fear?
Death.
Mm-hmm. Who do you trust the most?
I trust everyone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fuck. You could have got worse.
I'm Effie Trinket. Like Effie, you are vibrant and polite.
Oh.
You are cheerful to a fault, finding the silver lining in every situation. At your best, you are the life of the party. At your worst, you can be naive and shallow.
Well,
that's pretty on point. And I don't like that.
Well, that was fun. So you said you'd want to be District 4.
Absolutely.
Just because of
Finnick.
All right. Oh, I guess I was going to do this. I was going to do this in the recap, but we have so much to do in the recap. Why don't I just share? I found out we're all, and it helped in the, I just watched, let me say five thoughts at one time for all of you to understand.
Start all in the middle.
Mom just finished Ballad. Oh, yeah. So we watched that last night. And so it kind of helps that in Ballad, they have kind of a makeshift map when Lucky's doing the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of cool because, but I had looked this up before I went and saw that movie. And so let me give you y'all, because we were trying to think back, like in episode one in Hunger, I guess it was episode one of the season. Where
are you sure that was that one and not Catching Fire?
It might have been Catching Fire.
Whatever, it was one of them.
One of the Hunger Games. And now I can't find my picture. So it's like, I just thought it was so cool because, you know, they say that it's basically the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except that, you know, it looks like Washington and California is underwater and most of Texas and Florida and all that. That's underwater. I'm going to post this map, guys, so you can go look. But it's like we got our, you know, Pacific Northwest is District 7. And then the capital is as close to Hollywood as we could have gotten. So good guess on there.
Thank you.
Yes. 4. It's weird that 4 is like the middle of
that's odd.
The country, but it's because it's underwater. Texas and stuff is underwater.
Yep.
And then 2 is in the middle of the country. Like I would have thought it would be right next to the capital.
Kind of.
But it's not. And so then,
slightly surprising.
Yeah, I found this map very interesting and enlightening, so I will post it for y'all. And then we got 13 up in, like, New York area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just very interesting. I just thought I'd share it.
Yeah.
Anyways, any other Hunger Game-esque things?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, you guys, that was our mini-sode.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed the series.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Stick around for Bad Mother's Handbook on Wednesday, guys.
Oh, yes. Breeze Rob is coming back.
Rob's back, guys. It's a good one too. It's a cute one.
It's cute. It was
Rob's extra cute in it.
It makes no sense why he's the main cover of the movie.
No, it absolutely does not. It confuses the heck out of me. I'm all for it because I love Rob, but
he's not the main character.
Understand why he's right there. What probably happened is they made the cover after Twilight.
And oh, it's 100%. Yes. They're like, okay, he's famous now. Let's put him on there.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyways. All right, you guys. Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find BookTales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book